Now, I quite often on the programme say an Irish song or a country and Irish song or a traditional Irish song, but quite often we also say an Irish-American song. These songs are songs that were written by people who were of Irish ancestry but live in America, and they wrote songs about longing to come home back to Ireland, or singing songs that their grandparents had told them all about the land that they left behind. Here's one such American song, Irish American song, I should say. If I say to you, name me an Irish American song, I'm really sure that this one would come up in the top three. Listen to Dermot O'Brien's version of this very famous song, which was a huge hit way back when the moon was green cheese for Bing Crosby.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang this song to me in tones so sweet and low, just a simple little baby in her quaint old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear her sing that song today. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, that's an Irish lullaby.
Multi-talented Dermot O'Brien, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, God rest him, and his interpretation of Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, or an Irish lullaby. Now, did you ever think that you would hear the Beatles on Sounds Irish? Well, this is a song that was written by the Beatles. It's also to demonstrate the wonderful talent of one of my favourite Irish female singers, Dolores Keane. Dolores hails from, as I've told you regularly, a very traditionally Irish music family. But here, Dolores combines her talent, her musical talent, with those of Day Danon. Now, we played Day Danon. What was it? The jig we played for them last, the chicken's run, wren's neck or something it was, on last week's programme from Day Danon, another very talented group. So what have you got here? A wonderful mixture. A song written by the Beatles, sung by Dolores Keane with the help of Day Danon. What more can you ask? Sheer joy.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. Still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be.
Geistocht Sounds Irish, Lamisha Joe Bollard. You're listening to Sounds Irish with Joe Bollard.
Thank you.
There, friends, we heard the lovely sound of Cherish the Ladies, you know, Joni Madden and her friends, with a track entitled Waltzing Down the Aisle. Now, I really don't know what that's all about. I leave it to your own imagination. I'm going to play my favourite Irish duo now. Of course, regular listeners will know that this is Foster and Allen. They're singing a song that I don't think I've played on the programme before. Oh, yes, I played, I think, Trudy Lawlor and her mother singing this version of it. Listen how Foster and Allen treat the beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the road is lifting, close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifting, somewhere the angels wait. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Now, come on. Be honest, wasn't that a wonderful performance there? Great arrangement and some great simple singing there. Foster and Allen and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I think it was on last week's programme I played Foster and Allen's version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. A friend of mine who was listening to the programme here in Ireland said to me, did you ever hear the Frank McCaffrey version? Well, I hadn't until I looked among my Frank McCaffrey tracks. Take a listen to how Frank sings it.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested, in a vision bright and clear, all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen. Where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear, sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Hey, that's a nice version, is it not? Frank McCafferty and If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio, and then they were joined by Luke Kelly, and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a neat little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father, that came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be King's Bridge and be going at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. from city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve or to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet-clad bench, sure I sat down beside her and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, "Be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe." Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us. False things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, "You've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe." And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing "Easy and Slow." It seems a couple of weeks ago I played Joe Dolan on Sounds Irish, and why not? They don't come any more Irish than Joe Dolan. Joe, if you're not quite aware of it, was for many years an icon on the cabaret scene here in Ireland before he went to God. Joe would pack venues wherever he appeared, and people would stand for hours to get in. And when Joe came on stage, well, he never stayed still for one brief second. He was always flying around and gyrating and rocking and rolling. And this is one of his big hits. And I know my good friend Rosaline is going to go weak at the knees when she hears Joe Dolan and "It's You, It's You, It's You."
It's you, it's you, it's you, the only one I want, the woman I've been searching for. And if you look at me, you see a lonely man who's been too long without a home. So why don't we just get together?
I'm sure that many of our immigrants who left Ireland within the last 20, 25 years and will hear that particular track from Joe Dolan will feel very homesick, because he was a great entertainer, a very quiet man, very quiet spoken, but on stage, oh boy, did he move about. Joe Dolan, and It's You, It's You, It's You. And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
I was dreaming last night of old Ireland, a place where I once had a home. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the stream flowing down Kieran Glen. On a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Philomena Begley and a village in County Tyrone. Recently, I was sent an album by the High Kings, by a friend of mine who knows I'm a big fan of that group. Multi-talented group they are. Lads who sing ballads and sing some very good songs to boot. Here's a song that was on the album that appealed to me. I sort of half recognised it. It's, in this case, it's called A Keg of Brandy. It sounds very similar to the song Peggy Gordon, the lyrics, and also they've called it The Keg of Brandy, but I think I've heard it called Lovely Molly from County Clare. Take a listen to the High Kings and the Keg of Brandy, but you do have to listen to the lyrics, like all the tracks on Sounds Irish.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober. I'm constant roving from town to town. Ah, but I'm old now, my sporting's over. So Molly Estorbold, you lay me down. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare, for while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from County Clare. For the ripest apple is the soonest rotten, and the warmest love is the soonest cold, and a young man's fancies are soon forgotten. So beware, young maids, and don't make so bold. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare, for while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. It's youth and folly make young men marry, and makes them tarry along the day. What can't be cured, love, must be endured, love. So farewell, darling, I'm going away. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare, for while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. Just lay my head, a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare, for while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare.
The High Kings, and as they call it, a keg of brandy.